You are listening to a podcast from thelowell.org. Today, Katie Kelly and Elena Burnick debate which pop star is better, Kesha or Britney. Elena, take it away.
I think Britney's much better than Kesha, mainly because she pretty much started the pop music era in the late 90s and early 2000s of singers that would come out and like with these bubblegum pop songs and, you know, those really cheap looking tacky outfits, and they would get on stage and, you know, dance a ton and lip sync. And that's, you know, as cheesy and corny as that sounds, it's, you know, it's what everyone has come to love now. And I don't think Kesha would be here if it wasn't for Britney. Britney, throughout her career, has been compared to everyone, and she's always won.
She's been compared to everyone, but that doesn't mean she always wins.
But she's outlasted everyone.
Like who?
Like, remember when Hilary Duff was really popular? You don't really hear about her anymore.
Hilary Duff and is a creator.
Lindsay Lohan? Where is Lindsay Lohan?
She's in rehab.
Exactly. At least Britney's out of rehab.
Britney was in rehab.
But she's out now, and but she's making new music.
She was in there, and her music quality has declined since she has gotten out and shaved her head and gone crazy and, like, divorced her husband and all that.
She's
like,
changed. She's changed her music to changing.
See, that's why Kesha
times.
Is better, because Kesha has this individuality that, like, she represents individuality. She never conforms to anyone, and that was makes her so talented and so great, because...
But that's what makes Britney so relatable, is that she, you know,
she
can
change for everyone.
You can see whoever you want in her. Like, Kesha, I don't see myself in Kesha, but, like, you know, when I was little, I wanted to be Britney Spears. I thought, well...
No, but she wasn't a good influence on society like Kesha is.
Well, when she
Kesha's
was...
Kesha's doing so much good for society. She's been part of...
But not everyone knows about that. And when you sing stuff like, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, that's what people... That's the image that comes to mind. That's what I think of when I think of Kesha, is this... Party girl,
well,
probably does hardcore drugs. And
Britney, I always think of, like, this weirdo that runs around, like, driving kids while facing the wrong direction while they're, like, sitting in her lap. Like, she just seems like a crazy person to me. And Kesha seems so sane. Like, she protests the clubbing of seals, and, like, she makes films that go on YouTube for the It Gets Better project. And she has done so many good things. And she is, like, the animal spokesperson for the Humane Society. And she's, like, made all of these, like, t-shirts for Coming Out Day. And her song, We Are Who We Are, was dedicated to all those gay teens that committed suicide. And Britney has done none of that.
Probably the main reason Britney hasn't done that is because...
But she's been around so long, she has been giving so many chances to do stuff like that, and she hasn't. She has been caring about herself and, like, getting messed up.
But she's that kind of, you know, if you start getting involved in these controversial topics, then you're not, you know, you
but this
start turning people away. Okay, maybe she doesn't always, you know, stand up for what she believes in. You know, you don't really know what she believes in, but that's, you know, because she's a celebrity. She's not really... You don't know, not
so celebrities.
Nobody,
are you saying that celebrities don't have opinions?
No, no, but I'm saying that their persona. Britney appeals to so many people because she's so relatable. You know, she can be.
But she is relatable.
She can
also
change.
She's flimsy. Like, you can't rely on her because she has one
Britney
thing.
Britney is just amazing dancing
See, you can't even
and
think of one.
Catchy songs, and just she's the quintessential pop
Kesha
star.
Makes Britney songs.
Britney, but Kesha wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Britney.
What? No. Okay?
No.
Britney wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Madonna.
Okay. So, Madonna's like the queen of pop. And then Britney's like the princess of pop.
No,
but what's Kesha?
According to the 2010 standards, the princess of pop is now Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Britney is not the princess of pop.
No. No, you cannot. Okay.
Yeah.
After like, what? That was like a year and a half ago. And you cannot say that Katy Perry... And I'll admit Lady Gaga is amazing, but you cannot say that Katy Perry or Kesha is better than Britney Spears.
This isn't about Katy Perry, okay?
Yeah, you're right! This isn't about Katy Perry! So you can't say that Katy Perry...
No, but Katy Perry has got the Princess of Pop title, which is no longer Britney.
But that's stupid. I mean, the ability Britney has to stay in the limelight makes her a star. She's able to change
because
and...
she conforms to other people so that she can stay in there, and she does all this crazy stuff that make her, like, in the news and make us think, oh my god, I'm so glad
but
that's
a celebrity!
Her.
That's what celebrities do.
Yeah, so Kesha isn't following in Britney's footsteps because Kesha doesn't conform to what celebrities do.
Her image, though, is still this crazy party girl who, you know, goes out and all this and, you know, that's still her image. So it's still what people think of her as. You know, I don't think of her as this, you know, doing charity work and all that. Like,
but the thing is, she does do that, and she does a lot of it.
But I don't see that. That's not what she sings about. If she writes her own songs, why don't she write about animal protection?
You've only heard the songs that have been on the radio.
What about Cannibal? That doesn't sound that animal friendly.
That was Elena Bernick and Katie Kelly debating which pop star is better. This podcast was recorded and produced by Monica Castro. Interested to hear more? Check out our website at thelowell.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.